With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, you're listening on to the Adventure Mountain Public on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and we're bringing on our next guest that's from a really cool place that we're going to talk about, but even cooler is their new music. So I want to welcome to the show Joe from Upper Lip.
Hello. Hello from Malta.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about where you guys are from, because I travel all the time and I love to hear about different islands, because that's, I like to go to different types of islands, and yours is pretty cool. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, we would love to have you here. So Malta is an island just beneath Sicily. It's a very small island. I mean, it's just like 26 kilometers. It has a very ancient history, long ancient history. I mean, goes back to Neolithic times, around 6,000, 7,000 before Christ. And it's practically, if you're into beaches, into history, culture, there's always something going on, and I'm sure you'll like it. I mean, many tourists come here, they seem to fall in love with the place, so maybe you can visit one day.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny, you probably get this too, okay? So I live in South Florida. I live on an island called Singer Island, which is...
Okay.
It's near West Palm Beach, but it's a small island where literally my front yard is the intercoastal waterway and my backyard is the ocean. So literally there's only a street that separates the water from the front, and there's nothing that separates the back. And so, you know, it's funny because you probably get this too. People are like, oh man, you're living the life. You're living in paradise. And in ways that's true, but then when you live somewhere opposed to vacation somewhere, it's not exactly the same vibe all the time, because, you know, sometimes it's not paradise. Sometimes you're like just the other day, I was chasing my patio furniture from flying off the balcony from a major storm, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. Like when you're like locally, you see things that tourists most probably don't see or don't notice. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love my country and I love the beaches and I love everything. But of course, there are things which we can work upon and there are things which I don't like as well. But I'd rather not say them on the radio.
Yeah, but you know, that's like anywhere. That's nothing different. Again, going back to, it's different when you live somewhere opposed to when you're a tourist.
Yeah.
So, I have to tell you, it also makes me have a big smile when a band can do like music that's my kind of music from such a, what we would consider over here a remote place. It's like you wouldn't think of some cool hard rock band coming out of some island. You always expect like the island vibe. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're practically... I'm confident to say we're in, because Malta is composed of three islands. Gozo, where I come from, is the smallest island. Then there's Comino, which is practically inhabited by two people. And there's the main island, which is Malta. And practically, we're the only hard rock band that exists on Gozo. I mean, there are bands. There are plenty of bands. Most of them are cover bands. There's a band they are into thrash metal. They are a standard. They have their own music as well, so they're into heavy metal and thrash. But we're practically the only hard rock band that, I mean, we produce our album, and so we're proud of it. And I understand what you say. That is, you don't really envisage, like, from a small and small tiny place, you get, you get to have a band, or you get to have musicians who have actually did something rather than copy other people's music, you know?
Yeah. And your new music is amazing. It actually drops in a couple days here on the 21st. And so you're releasing your debut album, Deep Within. I checked out the new music video for it, too, Keep Going. And, man, you guys rock. You guys rock. That's a great song.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's one of my favorite tracks. There are more tracks on the album, and I'm sure you're going to love them as well. We're really hoping that the reception is positive from our audiences when it hits the stores on the 21st of May. Till now, the reviews have been very good so far. So we're pleased. We hope that our fans really, when they have the CD at home and they can play it, they really say, oh, this is a great album. So that we're hoping that they enjoy it.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at some of the other songs, too. And one song that caught my eye is Desert Song. Because you guys are like playing tribute to, you know, it's not, and I want people to understand, this is not a cover song or copying or anything. It's paying tribute to all the like rock music legends of the past. And I think that's so cool.
That their song is a song which nearly everyone mentioned. I think it's going to be a hit song. Like, if we need to do a proper music video and. And yeah, as you mentioned, it's basically about the rock icons of the past. And we feel that our island, at times, they're a bit of a musical desert. Because at times we find it very hard in terms of rock music. Like, we don't have the appreciation that we should have because we're into hard rock. Doesn't mean that we don't have followers, but it means that most of the country, most of the people are more influenced about other things. There is Eurovision going on. There are discotheque music, techno music, which is fine, but sometimes we find some closed doors. So the story is that we want to sort of, we appreciate the rock icons of the past, and we think that even us, we're into hard rock, and every person who plays hard rock should be appreciated in a way or another.
I agree, 1,000,000%. And then, you know, the title song, Deep Within, which happens to be an instrumental. Now, see, I love that, too, because I miss the old musicianship of, you know, the classic type of hard rock bands where, you know, you just went off and shredded sometimes. Sometimes it was just like, you know, just going into a different world. To me, instrumental type music is where the musician is like in their own mind just taking a trip somewhere.
True. That song, the instrumental song, it actually started from a jam while we were playing in a place, in a basement in Valletta, which is the capital city of Malta. We're playing down there, and I started jamming this riff, and the drummer started going on with it, and we started playing it on every set that we had, and people loved it. It's kind of like anthemic, like, I don't know, it reminds me somehow of Iron Maiden, something like that.
Nice.
And
yeah, I mean, listen, you know, that's how some of the best songs are formed, I think. You're just messing around, like, during practice or rehearsal. And then something comes out, and then all of a sudden, just this vibe happens.
Yeah, sometimes when you think too much about something, you find it more difficult. So you'd rather not leave it spontaneous. And even the solos that I did on the album, like, they're all spontaneous. Like, I did them in 10 minutes or something like that. I didn't really plan anything, and I really like them, you know, not because I did them, sort of, but somehow I feel that it's kind of like, if somebody else was playing that kind of solo or that kind of harmony, I would really fall in love with that. So, and it's all spontaneous. Like, I played the solos in 10 minutes, like, in each song, so yeah, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, that's always the way it used to be. It's like now everybody uses this kind of formula thing, and I kind of dig when somebody like yourself, who's a guitarist, that just, you know, is spontaneous and it just comes out, because that's the true feeling and energy inside of you coming through the guitar.
Yeah, I agree. And if you listen to Zeppelin, I mean, every show they did, it was different than the other. I wish I could watch them, but I guess it's too late. But every show they did, it was different from the other, and I think it keeps it interesting. Like you go and watch them, and I tried. I came up sort of. I want to use that for Upper Lip as well. That when you come to our show or when you listen to, you don't know what you're gonna expect, and I think it makes it interesting. And I believe in improvisation, and I believe, like, you pour your heart out,
yeah,
no matter what.
Well, it's being real, you know, and as somebody that goes to a lot of shows and has for many years, I love that philosophy, because there's bands I've gone to see that I could see like 6 times in a year, and by the 6th time, even if I love the band, I'm bored because it's this. Mm-hmm. I can predict everything they're going to do. And you know, but then there's these other bands, like you're mentioning, like Zeppelin, or like Metallica has done it as well. The Grateful mm-hmm. Dead have done it, you know, where it, no matter what show you go to, you're going to get a different show. So you almost want to go to a show like every night of the year, because you're going to get a different experience.
Mm-hmm. As I said before, it is a different experience. And sometimes the magic of a particular night, you cannot recreate it on another night. So even the notes you play, sometimes either the stars align or whatever, I don't really know what happens, but sometimes it's just purely magical. And even if you hear the same guy playing the solo exactly note for note every gig, you watch every concert. I mean, I admire people who can actually play everything note for note. I really can't. I mean, I struggle, but I believe in the powers of improvisation. So let's say it like that.
Yeah, that's creativity, in my opinion. So how do people connect to you guys on social media, on the web? How do they get the new album when it drops in a couple of days? All that good stuff.
Okay, so we have our website, which is www.upperlipmusic.com. They can get to us on Facebook, Instagram, all the other major platforms. What else? Obviously, it will be on Spotify, and basically, that's it. If they want to buy the record, they can either buy it from it's distributed worldwide, so they can find it in many stores, both digitally and online, and or on our website. So whatever floats their boat.
There you go. Well, I love the music. I definitely think our listeners should check it out. The album is called Deep Within. It will be released worldwide May 21st via Pride and Joy Music. And there's a music video out, as I mentioned earlier. It's been released for the standout track Keep Going. So go on YouTube and search for that, and, you know, you'll dig them too. Check out Keep Going, Upper Lip, and then get the album Deep Within. Hey, and thanks for giving us such great music, and thanks for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
Thank you so much, Dean. We really appreciate.
Oh, my pleasure, and I hope to see you guys live sometime. Maybe on your island. Maybe I'll take a trip there and I could go see you live at a show.
Yeah, or maybe we come to Florida, who knows?
Yeah, there you go. You got it. All right, you have a great one, and I look forward to the album dropping in a couple days.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.